Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, Certified Astrologer, and in this segment I'm going to be going over the full moon that is about to take place on May 23rd of this year. So that's within a couple days. The time is 9:52 a.m. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's take a look at what's going on in the heavens when the full moon takes place. So the ascendant is Leo. That is ruled by the sun. So that is the ascendant, and Leo tends to be very proud and kind of carries themselves with a sense of a sense of almost arrogance, and this might be some sign of overconfidence. However, collectively there's also some attempt at socialization and trying to understand various perspectives. There's a lot of strife and turmoil that is going on in a lot of different places throughout the world. For instance, in Africa there's a lot of change in power. There's conflict in the Middle East, and different places are having elections. For instance, India, the largest democracy, is having elections. So some of those things, socialization, as I said, is evident through the 11th house. And so not only the sun there, the Venus is conjunct that. And this is basically in Gemini. So let's look at where Mercury is, what house Mercury is. And if you look closely, you'll see Mercury in the 10th house. So some of these things are also important for starting up careers. So if you're looking to start up a new venture, a career, this may be the opportunity, because not only Mercury is in the 10th house, Mars is actually conjunct the midheaven. This is called the Imam Kolai, or the midheaven. This is a very great time to kind of try to make goals and try to make sure that you're able to fulfill some of those goals. So let's take a look at Pluto. Now, typically, I don't say anything about Pluto because the planet, no longer planet, is actually traverses the chart so slowly that there's not much impact. However, when you have a conjunction, and this is very close, within a degree, with the seventh house cusp, then what you have is you feel the effect of Pluto within your ascendant as well. So taking a look at how Pluto, the transformative Pluto, is impacting the ascendant makes a difference. So continuing on, Pluto makes a difference because there's a transformative element to this. And if you think closely, even though there's kind of communication and socialization, there's actually also some learning and some transformation that is taking place here that is changing the outlook of individuals and of communities and of nations. Trying to grapple with perhaps some changing times and whatnot. Of course, I like to look at the moon. Obviously, the moon is in Sagittarius when the sun is in Gemini. That's why you have a full moon when you have a direct opposition. The placement of this is in the fifth house. Not really very significant there, other than there's an attempt to understand how to take breaks. Sometimes there's this propensity to continue to work when there's a necessity for taking breaks, and very important to remember that. So these are the things that are going on within the heavens. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.